It's Tuesday. That means librarian Nancy Pearl joins us with a book recommendation. And today, Nancy tells Marcy Silman about a book from a first-time novelist.
I'm drawn to first novels. I of all the books that I pick up and try to read, I always look for first novels. I think there's something so exciting about seeing an author at the start of their career.
Well, this author is named Michael Christie, and his book is called If I Fall, If I Die. And I can't, from its cover, discern anything about it.
Well, I know, so you just don't know.
I have no idea what this
book is
about.
And that's exciting, isn't it? Because you just pick it up. So Michael Christie is Canadian. Remember last month we talked about how much, or I talked about how much I love Canadian fiction. Here is another Canadian novel, another, as you said, first novel. Michael Christie lives in British Columbia. And it's a book that's set in that area. And it's the story of a teenage boy and his mother. And his mother is severely, severely agoraphobic and has basically kept the boy indoors in this house his whole life.
With her.
With her.
Oh.
And I know this kind of book that I think, oh, I'm not going to like this book. But it's not. It's not about that so much as one of the things that the mother does is that every room in the house is named for a different place. Hmm. So when you're like going into the living room, for example, you're going to Cairo, or the kitchen is Montreal, or the bedroom is something else. So you get a sense of that distance in there. But the main character, and the author is a skateboarder, as I understand. And the main character leaves the house and meets a skateboarder. And their friendship is certainly one of the counterpoints of this book. The other important part is that you gradually discover why the mother has become so agoraphobic, why they're living in this particular location.
So it sounds like it's part coming-of-age novel and part something beyond that.
It is a coming-of-age novel. And if you were going to summarize it, that's a perfect way to summarize it. What I loved about this book was I loved the imagination of a mother who would name those rooms, who would give that sense of the greater world while keeping herself so enclosed.
Huh. How did you happen to pick this book up?
Well, you know, a review copy came to me, and I was just doing my usual, oh my gosh, I have nothing to read. What should I read? And I just picked it up off the shelf. There's no cover. The book that I got had no cover. So I couldn't look at the blur. I couldn't look at the description.
Yeah,
there was
nothing.
It was a reader's copy. So I just started reading it, and it just drew me in.
Nancy has a 50-page test, in case you haven't heard about that. If you read for 50 pages and find that you dislike what you're reading, you are given full permission to set that book aside.
Right. And if you're over 50, if you're 51 and up,
age-wise,
then what you need to do is subtract your age from 100, and then that number, which gets smaller every year, is the number at which you can guiltlessly give up on a book you're not enjoying.
So was this one of those books then that the pages were just turning?
They're not turning in the way that they're not turning in a way that mysteries or thrillers would turn, where the point is to find out what happened. Here I think they were turning because I wanted to find out more about these characters, what makes them tick and what is really going on here. And I just think those are two different kinds of why you turn the pages.
Well, it sounds intriguing. The book is called If I Fall, If I Die, and now that makes a little bit more sense to me. The author, British Columbian Michael Christie, so a regional guy.
Absolutely.
Well, happy reading to you, Nancy.
Thank you, Marcy. You too.
Nancy Pearl visits The Record every Tuesday with a book recommendation. She was speaking with KUOW's Marcy Silman.